Welcome to Cutting It Straight, where the issues and concerns of our times are examined in the light of the Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Cutting It Straight, the show that examines important topics from the Bible that affect us all. I'm your host, Doug Proietti, and with me again is Pastor Bruce David Bell of Berean Bible Fellowship. And as always, great to have you, Pastor Bruce.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this evening.
Well, on this program, we're going to expand our discussion from last time. If you recall, we talked about our enemy, the enemy of all of us. Whether you're a believer or not, Satan, the devil, is our greatest enemy. And you can examine this show that we did by going to our website, bbfva.org, and press the talk show tab, and you'll find all our Cutting It Straight programs stored there. And on the same site, there's just so much more ministry material. So check that out, and that's bbfva.org. Well, Pastor Bruce, what do you say we get our discussion started? So again, our enemy, Satan, the devil, he doesn't seem to work alone. In fact, the Bible seems to indicate that he has an army of fallen angels called demons. Tell me, Pastor Bruce, are demons actually real in 2018?
There has been a lot of differences of opinion over the years about the existence of angels and demons. But the bottom line is this. The Bible recognizes that angels and demons are real. In fact, in the Bible, angels are mentioned almost 300 times. In addition to that, Jesus spoke of angels. So he believed that they are real.
So, why did God create angels in the first place?
Well, that's a good question. Angels were created by God, and they were created to worship God. They were created as his messengers, as those who would carry out his will. But not all of them chose to do that. There were some. One in particular, who decided he wanted to be worshipped as God. And he was a powerful angel by the name of Lucifer. And because of his pride, because of his rebellion, he was thrown out of heaven. And we're told that a third of the angels followed him. Mm-hmm. And at this time, they are on this earth along with God's angels, his holy angels, and there is a spirit world that is around us that we are normally not aware of, though at times the Lord allows us to a glimpse of that world. So yes, in answer to your question, angels and demons are real.
Okay. Well, now that you said a third followed Satan and they fell, what is their purpose now that their leader is Satan?
Well, the purpose, as we said, of the holy angels is to worship God. The purpose of demons is to try to thwart or derail the program of God, the plan of God. Ultimately, Satan would like to take as many people to hell with him as possible, and demons are involved in every aspect of life on this earth in order to try to accomplish that end.
Okay. And how can we identify demonic activity around us or in the lives of other people?
I don't know that we can always identify that activity, but a good place to start would be the Word of God. If what is being done is contrary to the Word of God, then it comes from the one who is called the liar, and that would be Satan, and through his army of demons. Use the Word of God as the starting point.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be a blatant evil practice that someone does to identify them as evil.
That's right. Look at TV shows and movies and books. Look at the curriculum in our schools. If these are contrary to the truth of the Word of God, then they are, by definition, demonic.
And he will kind of go along with that strongly, won't he? The enemy will.
What he will do is try to disguise what he's doing as being good, as being harmless. And that is one of the tactics that the enemy uses, that demons use, in order to delude the people into thinking that what is going on is not really demonic, is not really evil.
Sounds like we're living in a day where good is called evil and evil is called good.
That is true. We are living in that day. We're also living in a day where people seem to feel that they have the right to decide for themselves what is true and what is not true, what is good and what is evil, being a very individualistic sort of an approach.
Right.
And that makes truth relative rather than absolute, where the Bible says truth is absolute. It is black and white. It is either according to the Word of God or it is not.
And nowadays there's that fine line, and it sounds good or looks good, but it's really not the truth.
That is very true.
Okay. Why does God allow the devil and his demons to attack, harass, and even oppress people? Is the Lord not able to prevent this? Or does God have a purpose in mind? I know that's a loaded question.
Well, you know, God is able to do anything that he chooses to do. He chooses to allow the devil to exist at this time. The question many people have is, well, why does he allow him to continue? You'll recall, as I said, when he was thrown out of heaven, he was thrown out because of his rebellion. God could have destroyed him at that point, but he didn't. Why? That was to show that he is a God of love, not a God of fear.
Mm-hmm.
If he destroyed him, the angels certainly wouldn't have rebelled out of fear. But God has shown us that he is a God who desires that we love him from our heart, that we willingly love him. So he has allowed him to exist until the day when the devil and the demons will be thrown into a lake of fire, along with those who have rejected Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that reminds me of in the book of Job, God says, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Even like boasting like him in front of the enemy, because he couldn't get to him.
Yes. Okay. You know, we live in a time where some people question the existence of angels, as you pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a fact that every major religion has some sort of a concept of angels, angelic beings, supernatural, celestial type beings. And so we find that that is true across many religions, though they do not accept or understand the need for Jesus Christ. And the reason for that is angels are a way to approach God, they believe, without having to make a commitment to God. Most people think that they can pray to angels. Angels have no power. They have no authority to answer any prayers. You have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. and then God will dispatch those angelic beings mm-hmm. in order to help us.
Yeah. It seems like there's been several television programs that kind of personalize angels in individuals' lives. I don't see that in Scripture.
Most of the time, angels are invisible to us. They are dispatched, as I said, by God to this earth in order to help us, to protect us, to do whatever the Lord desires. There have been times when they have become visible to people, and the Bible records those times as well.
Okay. Getting back to the fallen angels, demons, what is the proper attitude we should have or mindset believers should have concerning demons? Should we ignore them or should we be preoccupied with them? Is there a balance?
Demons are real. Demons are powerful. They've been around for a long time. They don't know everything, but they do know a lot. And the reason they know a lot is because they have studied humans. They understand our weaknesses. I think we have to have a healthy understanding, maybe even a respect for that, but we have to remember that they are not all powerful and that our God is the one who controls them. When we belong to Jesus Christ, we cannot be attacked and devastated by demons. They may try to attack us, but in the end, God is there for us.
Yeah, so
I think that may be the balance.
Yeah, I mean, God is always with us, and He can always step in if need be,
or send an angel.
Yeah. Okay. And also, and speaking of angels, let's turn our attention now to the 2/3 of the angels that didn't fall, follow after Satan. What is their purpose?
I know you mentioned to worship God. They are ministering spirits who perform the will of God. God dispatches them to this earth as He chooses in order to help us to live this life, in order to counteract the attacks of the enemy. There are millions of angels and demons around us, surrounding us, even as we speak. There is a battle going on between them that we have no idea of.
If the curtain was pulled back, so to speak, we'd probably be horrified.
And we do have examples in the Bible where we see that conflict taking place.
Right.
So we do understand that it is going on.
Mm-hmm. I thought of these scriptures. It's one's in Luke 91 and the other is in Luke 4. It says, "He will give His angels charge over thee." Does that mean we have guardian angels like television programs like to reveal?
The concept of a guardian angel, a single angel that is assigned to us from birth and that follows us through our life, is actually a Jewish tradition. So the answer is no, there is not an angel assigned to each of us. But we are told that there are angels who stand in the presence of God who are sent out by Him in order to minister to us. Therefore, it is possible that we have a number of angels who may come to help us when it is required.
Okay, So we can, I guess, trust in that, or should I say, although that's true, we should not, they're not a substitute for making bad choices and wrong decisions, right?
If we make wrong decisions, there are consequences to those decisions. though the Lord may intervene in order to help us to not to have such a devastating consequences in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what are some of the, shall we say, fringe benefits of angels in a Christian's life?
I think we can have peace in knowing that God cares about us, and He cares about us enough to have these angelic beings at His disposal to help us, to continually help us.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call that a fringe benefit,
yeah.
I would say to have that peace and that assurance should help us as we go through the difficulties of this life.
Yeah. Well, I know in the Bible it says, you know, don't forget to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware.
That's correct.
That's an interesting way that God would use an angel to sort of test us, right?
There are times when, as I said, when the Lord allows these angelic beings, who are spiritual beings, to be seen. And usually they are seen in the form of men, and sometimes it is not necessarily apparent to us that they are angels, mm-hmm. which is why that scripture talks about
right.
having entertained angels without really understanding they were angels.
Okay. Well, what would you like our audience to take away from our discussion today? First of all, about demons, and secondly, about angels in general.
That angels are not a substitute for a relationship with Jesus Christ. Some people pray to angels. Some people worship angels. Nowhere in the Bible are we told to do that. Angels are God's messengers, God's ministers, those who worship Him, and those with whom we will be with forever if we belong to Jesus Christ. I think having the right perspective on that will be helpful, since we've been given so much disinformation along the way about the nature of angels and their function and their abilities. I think as far as demons, we need to remember that though they are powerful and though they inflict damage, God will only allow them to go as far as He chooses. He is still in control, even of their actions. And they realize that the time is short. Their time is short. There is a day that is approaching when Jesus Christ will return, and the demons will be removed from this earth and will be confined to a lake of fire.
Amen. Amen. And that's something that we need to really kind of swallow, that angels are, you know, they're there for us to
yes.
to protect us, but they're not God. And as far as demons, that they can only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord,
yes.
the Lord has it. Has our best interests in mind. So, well, if you have any questions or comments about angels or demons or any topic contained in the Bible that you'd like for Pastor Bruce and I to discuss on Cutting It Straight, indicate by going to our website, that's bbfva.org, and send a note by clicking on the Contact tab. We'd love to hear from you. For Pastor Bruce David Bell, I'm your host, Doug Proietti, saying goodbye for now, and may the Lord be with you.
Amen.